Well, thanks for joining us back on the DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at the Westerville campus. And for the past couple of days, we've been walking through the story of Cain and Abel. And this is a tragic story that really just reminds us of the brokenness that we experience in our world and reveals to us and points to our need for salvation and for redemption. And today we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. And this is a verse that we find in the New Testament that references the story from the book of Genesis. And the verse says this: "To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." And here, the author of Hebrews, he's contrasting the blood of Jesus to the blood of Abel. And he says that Jesus, he is the mediator of a new covenant. You see, in the Old Testament, the Israelites, they were under the old covenant. And the old covenant was all about keeping the law that was given to the Israelites at Mount Sinai. And the old covenant was also conditional, meaning that God's blessing and protection and provision was based on the Israelites' ability to keep the law. But of course, they were unable to do so. And all throughout the Old Testament, you see how they failed at this time and time again. So the Israelites, they were required to make these various sacrifices, these animal sacrifices, to atone for their sins. But their sacrifices couldn't really take away their sins. In fact, in Hebrews, it tells us that it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. And this is why Jesus came to establish a new covenant with his people, a covenant that wasn't based on our ability to keep the law, but that was based on God's grace towards us, and a covenant that wasn't conditional, but that was unconditional. It wasn't about what we could do for God, but what Jesus did for us. You see, Jesus, he is the mediator of this new covenant. He stood in the gap between us and God, and took on the judgment that we deserved. He paid the penalty for our sins by shedding his blood and died the death that we deserved. And by doing so, he made a way for us to be made right with God. And I love what Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. He says this: "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior." And here Paul is speaking to our spiritual condition before we knew Jesus. We were separated from God. We were evil in our hearts and our minds. But then it says this: "But now he has reconciled you." God has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death, through his blood, to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. And you see, this is why the author of Hebrews says that the blood of Jesus speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Abel's blood speaks to our brokenness and reminds us of the fallen and sinful world that we live in. Listen, we're reminded of that every single day, aren't we? We experience the brokenness around us. We experience the brokenness inside of us, and there's nothing we can do to fix it. There's nothing we can do to remedy it, to save ourselves. But Jesus' blood, it speaks to the hope of our redemption, to a new covenant that was established by the shedding of Jesus' blood on the cross, where we can now be made right with God. We can be forgiven. We can be accepted. We can become whole again. And now our identity as followers of Jesus, it's not rooted in who we are. It's not rooted in what we've done. It's not based on our effort or our performance or our achievement. No, our identity is rooted in what Jesus has done on our behalf. It's about the love and the grace that God has shown us freely. And my prayer, my encouragement to you today is, as we begin this year, or, you know, just a week or so into January, that we would rest in this truth, that we are under a new covenant that's not based on what we can do, but what Jesus did for us. So let me take a moment to pray for us, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die in our place. God, we were unable to keep your law. We were unable to fulfill the requirements of it. And we thank you that Jesus lived the perfect life on our behalf and then died the death that we deserved so that we could be made right with you, so that we could enter into a relationship with you. Thank you that you have accomplished that for us. This isn't something that we earn. This is something that we do, but something that we freely receive. And God, help us to rest in that truth this year. Jesus, we love you, and we pray all of this in your name. Amen.